Good morning, and thank you for joining me on the Path to Liberty. This is the Fast Friday edition of the show for October 18th, 2019. Now, technology, I love it. It makes things easy. It makes things convenient. I love my phone. I love the fact that I have software and a computer and the internet to be able to stream this broadcast to you. So, behind the scenes, though, even among all the cool and interesting and useful pieces of technology, government absolutely loves tapping into basically everything and building a surveillance network that would make George Orwell's Big Brother look like an amateur. The latest piece of the puzzle, today I'm going to talk a bit about Amazon's Ring smart home security system. But before getting to that, my name is Michael Bolden. We broadcast live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time from here in my home office and studio in downtown Los Angeles for the 10th Amendment Center. We have live video versions on multiple channels, archived editions on additional channels, plus we have an archived podcast audio-only edition on places like iTunes, Spotify, and elsewhere. You can find all of our shows, all the ways to follow us, all the ways to support us, whether it's financially or otherwise, over at 10thamendmentcenter.com/path to liberty. Again, 10thamendmentcenter.com/path to liberty. I'm so very grateful for you spending a few minutes of your time with me today. And because it's the Fast Friday edition of the show, I will do my best to not take too many of those minutes and see if I can get this done in about 10 to 15 minutes, just doing an overview. And I'm assuming we'll have to do some follow-up on it again in the future. First of all, from Vox, this is an overview of what Ring is, and they put it this way. Ring is a smart security device company. It's best known for its video doorbell, which allows Ring users to see, talk to, and record people who come to their doorsteps. It also comes along with a social media app. Surprise, surprise. And they go on, they say, if you install a Ring device, you're automatically enrolled in its neighbor's social media app. People without Ring devices can also use the app where they can anonymously read or post, using video or not, about crime, safety, suspicious activity, and lost pets within a 5-mile radius of their home. The app also alerts users to real-time 9/11 call data as well as content from its own news team. No, oh, I mean, for those of you who don't have the inclination that government wants to get their grimy hands on this, this sounds like a very useful and helpful tool. But they go on in this report, and I think this is an interesting summary. Neighbors is one of the several increasingly popular fear-based social media apps whose focus on crime gives people the mistaken perception that crime is increasing despite actual crime being at its lowest rate in decades. More importantly, though, is that Amazon and its subsidiary that it bought, whenever it did recently, they're partnering with government all over the place. They're partnering with law enforcement, police agencies all over. And if you've watched other episodes of this show on surveillance, you know that no matter how they get their surveillance data, if a local government in one town, let's say Boise, Idaho, not to pick on Idaho at all, I've got friends up there and you're not any different than the rest of the law enforcement agencies around the country. Once they get that information in Boise, it doesn't stay in Boise. Once the police have it, once government has it, it shares it through fusion centers or information sharing environment, post 9/11, Patriot Act stuff, and everybody accesses it. So if you go through a red light camera in Los Angeles, there's going to be a record of that. If it's stored, then people in Orlando or Honolulu or Boise can also locate where you may have done that in the past. So there is a partnership going on between these Ring doorbell surveillance tools, or smart home security as they're called, and police. And I've seen numbers as high as 500. This report from the Washington Post says it's around 400. The doorbell camera company Ring has forged video sharing partnerships with more than 400 police forces across the U.S., granting them potential access to homeowners' camera footage and a powerful role in what the company calls the nation's new neighborhood watch. The report goes on. The partnerships let police request the video recorded by homeowners' cameras within a specific time and area, helping officers see footage from the company's millions of internet-connected cameras installed nationwide. Now, this is, I think, an important part as well. Officers don't receive ongoing or live video access, at least as of now, and homeowners can decline the requests, which Ring sends via email, thanking them for, quote, making your neighborhood a safer place. The people over at Fight for the Future have put together this map. I think it was from them. They've definitely been leading the effort on this. Fight for the Future, just Google them. You'll see a lot of work that they're doing to protect privacy and reject mass surveillance programs. But they put this whole thing together, and you can just scroll through the, and for those of you who are watching the video, you can see this. If not, I will definitely have the link in the show notes if you want to check the archive. It started out in Greenfield, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, where my great, not my amazing grandfather, John Bolden, and my Nana Florence Bolden lived for so many years. But that was their home. And this, that's where it started a few years ago. But you could scroll through and see all the different places, at least that we know of so far, where there are partnerships between law enforcement and with the Ring home surveillance system. Now, they say that you can't, they're not sharing live feed, but look at this report from The Verge. Smart doorbell company Ring allowed employees to share unencrypted consumer videos with each other, according to reports by both The Intercept and The Information. The reports say that Ring, which was purchased by Amazon last year, I guess that'll tell me when it was, so in 2018, they gave various teams access to unencrypted customer video files on company servers and live feeds from some customer cameras, regardless of whether that access was necessary. Of course, necessary is a whole different story. The reason that I point this out, and I'm assuming that Amazon will tell us this was for testing or for verification purposes, but the fact is that the access is there. And if Amazon's doing it even in small amounts, or if Ring is doing this through small amounts, certainly at some point, just like we see law enforcement and government pressure to end encryption, certainly at some point we can expect to see government pressure to provide access to the live feeds of this as well. And just one more point on that. The reports say that this behavior began in 2016. So I don't think it's going to be long until the cops end up demanding access to this as well. A little bit more information on what law enforcement does in this whole loop. This back to the Washington Post. It says, to seek out Ring video that has not been publicly shared, officers can use a special neighbor's portal map. They get this whole law enforcement interface when they partner up with the company, and they can designate a time range and local area up to half a square mile wide, and then get Ring to send an automated email to all the users within that area alongside a case number and a message from the police. So law enforcement, Amazon, and Ring is in essence working as a tool of law enforcement. If law enforcement needed to reach out to everybody somehow, they're basically using Amazon not only as providing data, but as a way to communicate. Amazon is sending emails on behalf of government to people, requesting information on video from everybody there. Goes on, the user can click to share their Ring videos, review them before sharing, decline, or at the bottom of the email, unsubscribe from future footage sharing requests. Quote, if you would like to take direct action to make your neighborhood safer, this is a great opportunity. That's what they send out in the emails. If you would like to take direct action to make your neighborhood safer, most people like the idea of their neighborhood being safe. No one walks around saying, you know, I love it when there's danger in the hood. I like my dangerous freedom. That just doesn't really happen too often. People, this is a very manipulative tactic in my view. And in fact, Amazon is actually working with the cops to train them how to do marketing. Amazon is great at marketing and selling stuff. Let's give them that credit. They are very good at this. But if it's just about selling me a new lens for my camera or maybe a pop filter that I should put on this microphone or something like that, and I make a choice, then my choice is really just parting with my 50 or a couple $100, whatever it may be. There isn't going to be anybody knocking at my door at some point. There isn't that inherent danger. But when they're working with government, with law enforcement, I think it goes a different direction. And in this report from Vice, emails obtained from police department in Maywood, New Jersey, and emails from the police department of Bloomfield, New Jersey, which were also posted by Wired, show that Ring coaches police on how to obtain footage. The title of the article is Amazon is coaching cops on how to obtain surveillance footage without a warrant. So a lot of people have been declining these, which I think is very positive, but many people are turning it over, and Amazon is working with law enforcement agencies really actively. Maybe it's just because it's a big profit thing. Maybe they're on board with a big brother police state. Maybe it's some of both. I don't know, but they certainly are doing it, and they're trying to teach them how to get better results so then they don't have to get a warrant. But instead of just going through the good old-fashioned Fourth Amendment or the various clauses or parts of the state constitutions, they're encouraging police to just use good marketing language instead. Now, the bottom line is people aren't really self-aware of these things, and therefore they're willing to partner or hand stuff over the government without a warrant. And that, I think, is a whole nother issue that we need to address. But going on, the company provides cops with templates for requesting footage, which they do not need a court warrant to do. Ring suggests cops post often on Neighbors, that's the social media app, where Ring camera owners have the option of sharing the camera footage. Here's an example. I have noticed you've been posting alerts and receiving feedback from the community, a Ring representative told Bloomfield Police. You are doing a great job interacting with them, and that will be critical in increasing the opt-in rate. In other words, act like everyone's friends, and everyone will be more likely to opt in to handing over all their information without a warrant. Going on, as reported by GovTech on Friday, from whenever this was published, August of this year, police can request Ring camera footage directly from Amazon. Now, Amazon says that they don't just turn it over. Even if a Ring customer denies to provide police with the footage, it's a workaround that allows police to essentially subpoena anything captured on Ring cameras. But of course, we know that the Ring data is going over the internet backbone. It could be bouncing around to Ukraine and then back. Now, Ring is based in Ukraine, so any information that's going to headquarters is definitely going over international waters on the internet backbone. And I believe under Section 702, the federal government is probably tapping into that anyways. In some ways, maybe they're not sharing it with local police and they still want to get that opt-in, but the information is being collected. And it's probably not long before it's all being openly and widely and aggressively collected beyond what they're saying so far. Amazon does say that they do decline turning stuff over, but I don't think trusting this to stay that way, if it is actually playing out that way behind the scenes, is really a good strategy at all. And it's not just requesting information. It's not just working directly with the law enforcement. It's not just handing over the data or providing access or transferring the data in unencrypted ways. It's also the fact that it's a cash grab. Check this article out from Vice. I don't know how else to put it. Cities and towns around the country are paying Ring up to $100,000 to subsidize the purchase of the company's surveillance cameras for private residents. And I think people who like socialism these days, there's obviously a big debate back and forth about that. I'm not on board. And I think this is a great example of socialism run amok. This is government taxing people, taking that money. And because government can't be trusted, it will use that money. Even though they may promise to protect your health and safety and all these other things, this is what they do. They take the cash and they put it into the monster state. They're paying Ring up to $100,000 to subsidize the purchase of the company's surveillance cameras for private residents. $100,000 just in one locality. For every dollar committed by a city per these agreements, Ring will match it. This motivates cities to pledge tens of thousands of dollars to a tech giant that is building a private nationwide surveillance network. And I would argue that it really isn't a private surveillance network, and that really isn't even the issue. The issue is that it is a government, it's being run by a corporate partner of the government. And to me, it doesn't matter who's running it. It's actually a bad thing. And the fact that they're taxing people and using it to subsidize these programs is even worse. Here on Facebook, they literally just posted it a couple of years ago. Rancho Palos Verdes, very rich, beautiful area here in Southern California, here in the Los Angeles area, gorgeous place. But there they are. They've got this publication, this program, where they put $100,000 for this program. Incentives partnering up. The city puts up $50, Ring puts up another $50, and you're basically subsidizing more Orwellian surveillance. And then in summary, this from Fight for the Future, again, fightforthefuture.org is really leading the charge on this, and I think they're doing great work. They just published a letter in opposition in general, signed by 30 plus different organizations. This is something we probably want to get in on at some point too and work with them a little bit more to resist this, at least on a state or a local level. And it's they sum it up like this. Amazon Ring partnerships with police departments threaten civil liberties, privacy, and civil rights, and exist without oversight or accountability. Given its significant risks, no surveillance partnerships with the Amazon Ring should have been established. So it shouldn't have even happened in the first place. Agreed. And none should be established in the future. Agreed. Without substantial community engagement and input and elected official approval, I would take the position that even if we do get oversight and local approval and some kind of regulations over it, I still think it's a bad idea. Although it's not up to me to tell the people in other communities how to live their lives. If it were up to me in my own home, in my own community, I would absolutely say no. They go on, to that end, we call on mayors and city councils to require police departments to cancel any and all existing Amazon Ring partnerships and to pass surveillance ordinances that will deter police departments from entering into such agreements in the future. We further call on Congress to investigate Ring's practices and demand more transparency from the company. Well, I hope you guys found this educational. I hope you found it interesting. I hope you enjoyed watching the show. More importantly, I hope you learned something. That's the most important thing. It's not great news, and hopefully you can use this information to help spread the word and educate others. I really appreciate you spending some time with me today. I'm so grateful for you spending a few minutes. I hope you have an awesome weekend. If you support the show, you enjoy what we're doing, you find it challenging, whatever it may be, smash the like button, hit subscribe on YouTube. You can get bell notifications on iTunes. You can leave us a review. I'm so very grateful for all the many reviews that have been coming in. And of course, if you want to pitch in financially, 10thamendmentcenter.com/members, where as little as $2 a month helps us do this work each and every single day. And we make it go a long, long way. Again, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great day. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next week here on The Path to Liberty.